I have important, and I might also add, exciting news to report. Groundbreaking research has now definitively shown a connection between Parkinson's and diabetes. You probably haven't heard about this research. It's been percolating about over the last several years, and now, more recently, a study has, I want to say, definitively shown that connection. I have known now for many years there is an issue with the metabolism of glucose in individuals diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and other neurological challenges. I've also known in my many thousands of interviews with individuals who have this diagnosis that people will almost always, not 100%, but almost report that they feel better in the morning, and when they start eating, they feel worse. That's because their body has fasted over nighttime and their body is being fueled by something called ketones. That's something naturally produced in the liver rather than glucose. In other words, they're not dependent on the metabolism of glucose in order to be able to run their energy factories of the mitochondria in their cells. So I've known that there's a connection with glucose metabolism for most individuals with neurological challenges. So what's really going on here, and what can you do about it, and what does this mean for the future? Well, the problem, let me say energetically and emotionally, is the following. There are something called insulin receptors in the cells of your body. And what happens is there winds up being insulin resistance, and so there's not metabolism of glucose that's necessary in order for your body to function as it needs to function. So think about it. The word receptor in itself means the ability to receive, the ability to take in. All right, so folks who typically have neurological challenges, as I think by now you probably know now, have a sympathetic nervous system that is on supercharge. It's on overdrive. It means they are go, 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 make things happen. If you'll do just a survey of individuals with these symptoms, what you'll discover in the history of their lives is that they've been very successful in whatever pursuits they've decided and elected to make happen. They're successful people. And so what happens is they run, again, their bodies on overcharge, and they don't have opportunities to give them to chill out and relax and have a good time and don't worry about this and that in their business and being able to take care of their families. So there's not a balance. Now, there's nothing wrong with that go-go energy. It makes the world turn around. However, what everybody needs in order to keep their body in balance is just that, balance between our nervous systems, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. In other words, charge, go, go, make things happen, and then relax, have a good time, chill out, and allow that body to relax and make those luscious, natural dopamines and serotonins, the hormones in our body that makes us feel good inside. So what happens is we tend to, for those who are on overcharge, for those who have neurological challenges, have difficulties with shutting down those cell receptors. And so we create what's called insulin resistance. That's why there's a connection between Parkinson's and diabetes. So here's what's going to happen in the future. It's not going to be this month or this year, probably, but in the next several years, you'll find there'll be approval of neurologists and other medical professionals to begin to be testing for the difficulty of diabetes in persons with neurological challenges. And there'll probably be authorization to actually prescribe those kinds of medications. And okay, that's great, and that may be a resolution for individuals, and yet that's going to take quite a while. If you go to your medical profession now and say, look, I'd like for you to consider the possibility that I've got insulin resistance, I know there's a connection between diabetes and Parkinson's, could you please explore that? The medical professional is going to say, well, I don't have authority to do that, and we're not going to pursue that route. That doesn't sound logical to me, so I don't think you're going to get very far right now. But I do think in the future that is, in fact, what is going to happen, and there will be more medical professionals that will be willing to prescribe insulin, and then we'll begin to see if that provides a welcome relief from symptoms of Parkinson's. I've recommended as an alternative, instead of relying on glucose, that people begin to consider the possibility of fueling their bodies with ketones, and they're now the ability to manufacture ketones in the laboratory is available. That's now commercially available. So that's an option as well. Now, I want to also, in following presentations, explain a couple of natural options that you might consider and discuss with your doctor. But for now, I think what I want to suggest is think about the possibility that the challenges that you currently experience are due to insulin resistance. That's a little been identified. You've likely been a person that's never thought you had diabetes, but it may be that you're an individual that always knows that you've had some difficulty with resistance to sugars. What can you do this moment? I think the one step you can make right now is anything that contains sugar needs to be avoided. And of course, the carbohydrates also need to be reduced significantly. So see if you can clean up your diet and see if, in fact, you don't begin to feel a lot better day in and day out. So definitively now, according to a recent research study, there is a connection between diabetes and Parkinson's. And now the next step is, what can you do about it?